ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a recent ruling in Vanuatu's Supreme Court that found that the gifting of land to departmental staff by the then Lands Minister, Stephen Kalsakal, was unlawful is being hailed as the most important court decision since 14 of the country's MPs were jailed for corruption. Now the land will have to be handed back to the state, and the court has told Mr. Kalsakal that he must reimburse more than 50 staff for the costs they incurred in the registration and granting of leases. And as Richard Hewitt reports, while the judgment has obvious implications for future land deals in Vanuatu, a key government advisor says it also sends a clear message to the rest of the Pacific.
By any standards, it was an extraordinary act of generosity, a minister gifting land to the staff in his department. And government legal advisor Siobhan McDonnell from the Australian National University says it didn't matter where you were on the pecking order.
This was all the staff from the director level down to cleaners who would clean the offices on the weekend. Every one of those staff members were gifted parcels of all of the remaining green spaces in Port Vila and Luganville.
A subsequent assessment by the Valuer General established that in many cases the gifted land had been undervalued and the departmental staff had paid nothing for it. And with a leadership code stating clearly that no one should benefit from public office, the current Minister for Lands, Alfred Maho, says the court has made the right decision.
For the staff and even the ministry itself, it's a big relief for us. And also it's a warning, as we call it, to the staff and department from the different departments to ensure that the near land dealing in the future.
It was in 2012 that the then Lands Minister, Ralph Reganvanu, set out to get back the land that had been disposed of illegally, and Dr. McDonnell came on board as a legal advisor. More than 6 years on, and the desired outcome has been achieved, and the court's decision will clearly resonate in Vanuatu. But Dr. McDonnell believes there are major implications for other Pacific countries, and she says there is a need for land deals all over the region to be held up for proper scrutiny.
I've worked a lot in Honiara, for example. There is a long-held practice of politicians gifting land to friends, to investors, and they go legally unchallenged. It means they're much more likely to occur again. There's a whole series of land deals happening in Fiji at the moment that civil society are questioning because they don't think they're in the public's interest. There are a whole series of land deals that have taken place in Port Moresby that have been heavily criticised on a similar basis.
And Minister Maho says what the judge in this case has done is listen to what the people of Vanuatu have said about the fraudulent deals.
Really, it is a fraud indeed, given the public repercussions and comments over the media that they want all this state property back, and that's what the court has decided. So we are getting the necessary steps now to ensure that we can't get this land leases, the existing lease. We have to deregister them and then have it back as the state property, and we will ensure that no one takes it under our nose in the near future.
Dr. McDonnell says the Supreme Court's ruling on the gift of land doesn't carry the same level of significance as the corruption case that led to the jailing of 14 MPs, but she says it's not far off.
I don't think it's as significant as the bribery case, but I do think it's incredibly significant in terms of making sure that the public service is reminded that it needs to act in the interests of the public. And that's not just about the acts of public servants, it's also about the past acts of ministers of land. It's this idea that politicians can use those portfolios for their own self-interest rather than for the public good.
So some $10 million in leases on green space in Port Vila and Luganville must be returned to public ownership. But there's still more land, around $4 million worth, that was gifted and then unsold. Minister Maho says it won't be easy, but the intention now is to get that land back too and ensure that all future land deals are transparent.
We have a culture and tradition over here in Vanuatu whereby keep things in the back doors and no one is being responsible to give out the information and stuff like that. But in terms of what the Supreme Court has ruled, that also enlightened the issue of how and when and who the transaction should be considered when you're dealing with land. in the future?
The biggest issue here in terms of that next set of leases is the massive loss of public assets. It's not just about the value of the land. It's the fact that these are some of the biggest green spaces left in Luganville and Port Vila. And when they go, you can't get them back. That's it. They're developed in various ways.
Dr. McDonnell is quick to praise Minister Reganvanu for starting the campaign to overturn corrupt deals within government. But she's also praising the courage of the judiciary in Vanuatu, who, just as they did in jailing MPs, have shown themselves to be ready to make difficult rulings and build foundations for better government.